This
Officially call the meeting
conference
to
will now
order.
be recorded.
Oops, I'm gonna wait to the, I'll officially call the meeting to order. I guess we, as you've noted, Kevin, without any other members here, we can't really do a approval of the board minutes, so we'll just carry on with the rest of the agenda.
Sure, we'll just jump right into the discussion item, and I'm gonna end up turning this over to Mike, but before I do, we continue the recovery here. I think we had a pretty good summer. In round numbers, over the summer, we were down about 15% as compared to pre-pandemic periods. What we're watching now, though, is as the leisure travel starts to subside, once you get into September and October, you know, we're keeping our eye on whether or not business travel is going to resume. And if
right.
you look at the advanced seats or, you know, the seats that the airlines are planning to put into the airport over the next few months, looks like they're anticipating that the recovery is going to level off for a period of time. So
at
I
that
think
15%?
It is
a, at that 15% level, you mean, or?
Yeah, that's where it appears, that the seats
okay.
that we had are not going to be added back in. If
oh.
you look at where we went from March right through to August, each month we were capturing more and more seats were being put back into the airport.
Mm-hmm.
As you look at the future flights coming in, it appears that that's going to level off. And I think that is a reflection of, you know, what I said with business travel. Again, once we get the numbers in,
I mean, but that means you're just saying it'll kind of stay flat at the summer levels as opposed to keep growing. Is that what you mean?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay.
That's correct. Because, you know, we were feeling very good about, you know, each month from March.
Right.
We were
okay.
dropping that deficit, you know, and it appears that that's not going to continue on through the fall. But,
okay.
you know, it remains to be seen. We got to wait to see, you know, when we get
right.
the numbers in for October and November. I think that's going to tell
mm-hmm.
us a lot more.
Okay.
But based on where we're going with airline seats, that looks like that's
yeah.
going to happen.
I mean, that's not a huge surprise probably, right?
No. No, and, you know, the thing, you know, as we compare ourselves to other airports, particularly the other regional airports, we're still in a much better position than you would find New York or Boston or even TF Green on a percentage basis. We're still way ahead of them in terms of recapture of the activity. So,
okay.
But let me turn it over to Mike, and Mike can run through the financials.
Okay.
Sure, thank you. So we're reporting today on August board report, so just 2 months into the fiscal year, but not to preempt the full board meeting audit committee report, but finance being of interest to this committee as well. We did conclude fiscal 21 with a clean unmodified audit opinion. So it's nice to close that chapter on a very difficult year and move into fiscal 22 here. And then as we start to get into the fiscal 22 numbers, just remember that we developed the budget in that April to May timeframe where we hadn't quite experienced the level of recovery that Kevin just mentioned over the summer, right? So we were a bit conservative on some of the revenue lines in particular, which you'll see here as we go through that we're beating quite handily at this point. Granted, only 2 months into the fiscal year, but nice to see nonetheless. So if we start with Bradley, again, looking at the year-to-date budget report, total operating revenues were $4.3 million or 40% in excess of budget. On the airline revenue side of things, again, on landed weight, we budgeted at 65% for commercial passenger traffic and about 105% of fiscal 19 levels for cargo, as they weren't as affected by the pandemic. But lo and behold, as evidenced by the passenger numbers that Kevin quoted, we're obviously exceeding that a little bit. So you got a little bit above budget, 617,000 or 11.5% on the airline revenue. And then on the non-airline revenue side, the most notable two items are auto parking and rental car. So on the auto parking, given the transition in the old standard parking agreement to just be a parking management services agreement, we took back control of pricing, and the revenues coming into the Bradley Enterprise Fund are really stemming from the actual parking customers themselves and flowing into the Bradley Enterprise Fund. So at the time we developed the budget, If you recall, all of our surface lots have been closed. Pricing has been purposely decreased. For example, the garage used to be $29 a day. It was dropped all the way to $8, but we slowly started to ratchet that back up to normal.
Right. So it was 14, was it 14 when I was there the other day, something like that?
Yeah, so it's climbed back up from 8, now we're all the way back up to 14, and we're actually poised to make yet another increase to $20 in the garage right before Thanksgiving. So we're getting back to normal, but the variance, as you see in the report, you know, we're $2.6 million or 165% of the year-to-date parking revenue budget, and that's because we were very conservative when we built that parking revenue budget back in the spring. So moving along to operating expenses for $2.5 million or 21% under budget. No big surprises of yet. I think all of this is just timing, being only 2 months into the fiscal year, but keep our eyes on that. So all in all, operating income yielded $5.5 million rather than a budgeted $1.3 million operating loss, which is a nice result to see this far in the year. On the non-operating front, just a couple of things to point out. Our debt service is obviously matching budget. We know what those amortization tables yield as far as our expected debt service, but October 1st is upcoming, and it is a time that our guard bonds will transition from being a split from PFC revenues and general airport revenues being the funding source to be 100% PFC funded. So that will take a little bit of pressure off of the general Bradley operating revenues, if you will. They no longer will be needed for our guard debt service until such time as we may go out for a new bond issuance, maybe in line with a large project in the future. But for now, we get a bit of a reprieve. The PFC and the CFC revenue streams, again, we are pretty conservative in our estimate of fiscal 22 inflationments on a budgeted basis. So the PFCs and CFCs really are a derivative of the volume of your passenger traffic. So we're exceeding budget on those fronts as well. But all in all, good results so far in the year, but we're prepped for maybe a little bit of a pullback in the fall with the business travel remains to be seen. But on the observation of seats and so forth in the coming months, it's a good start to the summer, and we're being cautious as we get into the fall and the early winter.
Okay.
So with any questions on Bradley, I can jump into the GAs if not.
Okay, I'm just going to go to that page.
All right. So the GAs, as we found last year, weren't quite as affected by the pandemic. A lot of the activity, much more private corporate aircraft and so forth. So on the operating revenue front, we're $114,000 or 23% greater than budget. On the operating expense side, we're about $349,000 or 29% under budget on a year-to-date basis. So good news there, but again, at this juncture of the fiscal year, I believe most of that is just timing, not true savings. So all in all, our operating loss is $241,000, is about $462,000 greater than what we had budgeted. The only other real story on the GA front is our reserve balance. We recently struck what we hope to be a final grant agreement with Tweed, which memorialized providing $1.5 million in fiscal 21, and then $750,000 as their last installment of support that is funded from the aviation fuel tax. That's all predicated upon their private deal there going through. But the fiscal 21 installment came out of our reserves, if you will, in the early months of fiscal 22 as we came to that grant agreement with Tweed. So. The reserve balance of $8.8 million here used to be a bit higher. It shrunk to $8.8, but then you'll see in September, the fourth quarter of fiscal 21 aviation fuel taxes, which was about $1.3 million, it'll finally hit our bank accounts in September. So it'll push that reserve balance a little bit back up to the $10 million range. So a comfortable place to be in for the GAs for now, and everything seems to be lining up with budget, and we'll see how the year unfolds.
And a couple of questions, not really related to the budget, but just more to the GAs. I guess just kind of wondering what's happening with Tweed, with Sikorsky, with Brainerd at this stage.
Yeah, I'll start with Brainerd. In fact, the other night we were at a Weathersfield Town Council meeting. On their agenda, they had a resolution to support Hartford's resolution to decommission the airport. ultimately, after a lot of discussion with town council, they elected not to move forward with the resolution calling for decommissioning, but rather calling for us to increase our efforts to try to reduce noise, to consult with them on property use going forward. So I think there's a recognition on their part that decommissioning of the airport isn't likely, so that they feel the better path is to try to work with us to make the airport as best a neighbor as it can be. Probably the bigger issue continued.
Do you think that stems just from the notion of having to pay back the FAA if they were to decommission?
Yeah, we certainly made it known what goes into closing down an airport. That's something that I don't think a lot of folks fully understand, that it's a very costly endeavor. But and I think once they heard that, I think there's a realization there that a decommissioning is highly unlikely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But with Hartford, probably the biggest issue for us with the city of Hartford is the tree removal issue that we have. As you know, we have just under 40 acres of trees that have to be dealt with. Either they have to be fully cut or they have to be topped. The city has indicated right now that they're not giving us permission to move forward with any of that cutting. But the reality is, if you look at the easement that exists on most of those areas, it actually requires the city to do the cutting and to ensure that these trees don't become obstructions. Right? That was an easement that the state obtained at the time the airport was transferred to the state back in 1959, and we are now a beneficiary of that easement. So I'm actually trying to set up a meeting with the city right now to talk this through, because we certainly don't want to have to get to the point where we have to take legal action, right, to enforce the
right
under that easement. But we need to have a very frank conversation with the city about what the safety aspects are of allowing those trees to remain. On the Sikorsky front, we continue to deal with the city of Bridgeport in terms of our involvement down at the airport. And right now, where it stands, that involvement could be as simple as us simply providing managerial advice to them and development advice, right up to actual acquisition of the airport. Again, still a lot to be discussed. I am still hopeful that we'll reach that term sheet understanding by the end of the year and then progress it into an actual agreement, but a lot more needs to be discussed with them down there on that front. On the Tweed project, that Tweed is continuing to move forward to get the approvals with the project. We just today advised Tweed to keep in mind that the state statute requires them to come to us as the CAA to get approval for any substantial capital work that would expand the facility. We also reminded them today that they need to submit their five-year capital plan to us, because the FAA looks to us as the coordinating body for the state for federal aid allocation. And if they don't submit that plan, we can't fit them into any federal aid allocations here. So, but the project is still moving forward. I think on their timeline, they would anticipate the next year doing an environmental assessment, submitting that to the FAA. They're hopeful that it's only an EA and that it doesn't progress into an EIS. But if it's an EA, typically that can be completed in about a year's time. And then they would hope to start construction on their new facilities about a year from now.
Okay. Interesting to watch.
The other thing that we're waiting to see is how well Avello does down at Tweed. Avello is supposed to start the early part of November, flight down at Tweed. So we've seen how that takes off.
And they're going to Florida, is that right? Where are they going?
Yeah, the initial destinations that were announced were Florida destinations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, if there's no other questions, I think that pretty much wraps up everything we had to present today.
So I think for the board meeting then, Mike, it's just kind of an updated summary of what you just shared, right?
Sure, yeah, the board reports will be included in the packet if anybody has questions or you want to get
Yeah, detailed. We're not going to ask for any actions or anything, so, okay.
All right.
All right. Well, then I adjourn this meeting. I'm in charge.
Thanks, Mariella.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
Thanks, you guys. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sharon.